Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I gave the number out and kind of hogged the time. We're going to go to some of your calls now, and I promise we'll get to your calls who are holding when Dr. Corey Gold's with us. Then Joseph Barrett joins us about 40 minutes in the next hour, and then I'm going to get into some of the State of the Union I didn't get into yesterday. Just, it's all surreal right now. It's gotten so crazy. Let's go to Alex in Illinois. He has a death panel story. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. First off, I just wanted to say before I got into my story, it was May Day, May 1st, 2011, when you woke me up. So thank you very much for that.
Awesome.
What I wanted to tell you about today is my mother. I was trying to get her to come on the show and tell her story, but she is a director of a cardiovascular unit in a hospital in Illinois. And they brought in a brand new group of doctors that they work with for heart attack victims and things like that.
The new bioethics panel.
It's the brand new group of doctors they brought in right after Obamacare got brought in. There's one particular doctor who's almost causing my mom to lose her job because this guy is is coming in and he let a 46-year-old homeless guy who came in for heart treatment have a heart attack for 16 hours through the night because of his social status. He said, well, if this is a 46-year-old doctor, then it's a completely different story.
And but that's liberal. And see, people don't get that they're getting rid of all the old doctors, basically telling them leave, and the new officers are arriving. And these are medical officers of the socialist takeover, and they are horrible eugenicist environmentalists who are here to reduce population and believe in there's only so much. So Bill Gates says we've got to kill Granny to hire 10 teachers. And again, he'll end up firing your mother. So you either go on the offense against them or they will go on the offense against you. But no, this is going on everywhere. If they don't politically like you and you have insurance, they're going to kill you. Understand, they are officers now. They are in command and they enjoy the exercise of power. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
See, that's the thing.
They're loving. We should do what they say. They're liberal. Just like Linda Blair is in The Exorcist. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, she's got the director of nursing, the director of quality care, her two direct supervisors backing her, and the vice president, not of the hospital, but the vice president of marketing, is threatening to fire her and is backing this doctor. And I told my mom...
Well, of course, you've got to let somebody have a heart attack and die. And, of course, it's the homeless guy today. It'll be you tomorrow. But it all started this way in Germany. Oh, but it's liberal. It's liberal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, my question to you, Alex, is that she's thinking about pursuing, you know, potential legal action. Does she have a case with
Well, they'll circle the wagons, just like the cops that torched Dorner. It's all about they're going to lie, they're going to get away with it, and each time they get away with more, they're going to do more. No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, the fact is they'll end up getting her because it's a cult, and then they'll have their fun at the hospital. They always do. They take organs at hospitals, kill healthy people for organs. It's all over the country. I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, my dad's a physician and warned me when I got my driver's license, don't sign your organ donor card. A lot of hospitals will kill you if you come in even hardly hurt. And then I didn't believe him. And then 60 Minutes, you know, like 5 years later, did a whole piece on it, mentioning the city where I lived. But you know what? Killing people for their organs is loving, too. Why not just, hey, why shouldn't your mother just offer to join the cult and start killing people? I mean, is your mother an extremist?
No, absolutely not. She
doesn't want to kill people. I mean, that's obviously some kind of fruitcake.
No, this single event is causing her to wake up, and I finally start turning
around. No, your mother and you are bad people. Killing people is good.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you allowing me on the show.
No, seriously, let me just be serious with you, brother. Look, even if she threatens them, they don't care. They're used to always winning. They're probably trying to get rid of her and then blackball her and lie about her. The best thing is to go on the total offense, talk about everything she saw, what she did. The truth is the truth. Call their bluff. Put the whole thing out. And it's a bioethics death panel at that hospital. Either that or they're going to totally take over and start killing all of us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here are some of the latest headlines up at InfoWars.com. Dorner drones in the NDAA secret arrest program. Kurt Nemo. Medals for killing women and children. Majority of Americans support drone strikes. And some numbers I've seen show half the public supporting Dorner. They just love death and killing and to be slaves. New surveillance system tracks every moving object in the entire city. Got to track the slaves. FBI mouthpiece suggests police were not yelling, burn it down. But then other police say, well, they just meant that because they were angry. Even though we have six different clips of them saying burn him, kill him, burn him down, burn that house down. Burn that house down does not mean that. You understand these are not the droids you're looking for? Move along. Also, it says expert combat terrorism with highly drastic population control. And the Pentagon actually has a paper out agreeing humans are terror. The establishment needs everything you've got to save you, of course. Police ludicrously claim Dorner cabin fire was not intentional. Full report there. Kill anyone you want. Law has been abandoned in America. Mike Adams calls that satire. It's a great article, but it's not really satire. I mean, yeah, you can't because you're a lowly slave. Obama wants to secretly kill, put our troops under UN. Congress wants to insider trade. They want to burn down Dorner and then lie and say they didn't. They want to shoot innocent people in vehicles that don't even match his description. That's fine. Government is king. Government is God. Government is everything. The founding fathers are bad. FEMA actually teaches it. In my film Road to Tyranny, I have footage of them teaching police the founding fathers are evil. I have footage of squad car checkpoint where they find a pocket constitution of one of my listeners and arrest her and start hyperventilating like they had found just Satan himself in her trunk. I've got to play that clip again sometime. This is the bizarroid weirdness that is going on. This is the over-the-top cuckoo land world we've entered. Now, Dr. Corey Gold joins us. We're going to get to your calls in the second half of this hour, all over the map. He can talk about it. Fake outbreaks. Piers Morgan and Dorner, big supporter of him, more on Dorner, media manipulation. He's a syndicated talk show host. He out of KSCO, one of our great affiliates there in California. We're also on that station, at sister station. And then Joseph Farah joins us a little bit into the next hour for about 30 minutes or so to talk about the total tyranny we're seeing. But he lives right down the hill from where all this happened. He's got a lot of contacts in the media there. So I called him and asked him to do as much research as he could on this and to give us a report on what's happening and what is going on in the area. So I'm going to give you the floor for the balance of this segment. I'll have a few points to throw in, but to break down your take on what's happening, your take on the public, many of them praising him, large numbers, CNN host praising him, CNN panel members, and the police acting like crazy people as well. I mean, this is out of control. And what you really think went on here, Dr. Corey Gold, again, had received his doctorate in dental surgery from the University of California, San Francisco in 88. Prior to that, he received a bachelor's degree in biology. He's one of the biggest vitamin mineral developers, the most successful in the country. Product developers, with a minor in chemistry from California State University, Fullerton, and received a bachelor's degree in dental sciences from the University of California, San Francisco. And he has a bunch of other medical degrees as well. I won't get into all those, but he's one of the major formulators of things like the products Ingevity has, like Pollen Burst Plus, available, I should add, at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, but that's a side issue today. Dr. Gold, give us your report. You're there in the area. You live there. You're a syndicated talk show host out of California. You've got the sources. What is going on?
Well, I'm sad to say that I was only about 5 miles away from the first killing of the Cal State Fullerton coach that was the daughter of one of the police gentlemen involved in this whole problem. And I've had a bird's eye view. I know most of the people here in the media. And if you listen to talk radio here in Southern California, you leaned as far left as you can possibly lean. They were screaming up and down for gun control. They were screaming up and down for drones in the air to protect us from people like Christopher Dorner. They were screaming for the military to be brought in. There's one guy loose in a population of 30 million people, and they were crying for the military to be brought onto the streets to keep us safe. It was insane over here. And the amount of police activity in Southern California was just intense. People were they were almost like purposely keeping the average population nervous on purpose. They just send squads of cars, like almost seemingly in every direction, and they were stopping the freeways. It was almost like the entire city was being kept on hyper alert, like we're being invaded by Japan or China or something. And there was one guy, of course, who was a dangerous, crazy person, loose somewhere. And what was interesting was, I saw the fire from where we live, and we were watching it on TV as well. And it was happening right literally minutes before Barack Obama walked on to do the State of the Union address. It was almost like the opening act for the State of the Union. It was like it could not have been timed better. There is, you know, this crazy ex-veteran, Christopher Dorner, who's killing people, running around as a menace. And then all of a sudden you have President Obama walk onto the floor of the House of Representatives talking about gun control and the use of drones. I mean, he didn't say drones in his State of the Union, but we all know that he's for drones. We all say that Bush is bad. I mean, Obama has expanded the use of drones like Bush was a piker in the use of drones.
Dr. Gold, I got to stop you. You just convinced me this may be staged, even though the MO. He's an Obama supporter. He's an anti-gun guy. It makes the cops look bad. But the way it was all perfectly scripted, because no one watches the State of the Union anymore. It's a big joke. No one watches CNN, MSNBC. Perfectly scripted where that happened, right up to where Obama was on, so everyone would watch him. Wow, that is, again, it's the scripting that's always the sign. What's your gut on this?
You know, I think Dorner was a loose screw. Do I think he was manipulated? I don't know. The timing on it was, you couldn't have a Hollywood production that was timed any better than literally the cabin on fire, the villain burned to death, you know, going out, killing cops on his way out, as the President of the United States walks on there telling us that he can keep us safe by putting drones in the air, by taking more of your tax dollar, by growing the government, by having more foreign wars, and, of course, taking your guns. I mean, it was almost like, you know, like you couldn't have a Spielberg script any better.
I'm just speechless right now. What about the police shooting up innocent people that didn't even match the description and now saying they didn't burn him out?
Well, about that, I think they kept the average police person such on edge. They thought every person in every pickup truck might have been Christopher Dorner. I don't know if those people did it on purpose. My guess is they were just so frightened that they started shooting because it's put into their head that, you know, the evil Axis that, you know, had landed in Southern California. What he's talking about is that there were two women delivering newspapers, and the police shot at them multiple times thinking they might be Christopher Dorner, and they were just two women delivering newspapers in the morning, and they really shot up their vehicle pretty bad. I don't know if that was connected or not, or just, you know, police that were scared of what was happening.
No, they did. And then there was other cases as well of this mass insanity. What do you think about the fire?
My personal opinion is they burned the place down. It's not the first time we've seen the U.S. government use those tactics, and it won't be the last time we see the U.S. government use those tactics.
Now we talked to you yesterday, and you said you were talking to locals, talking to others. What other tidbits do you have on this?
Well, you know, one thing is that the media out here has made Christopher Dorner a celebrity. And there were people rooting for Christopher Dorner because he was fighting back against evil police, almost once again pitting civilians against the police, trying to create that divide. You can't trust anybody. Blacks against whites, whites against Japanese, police against, you know, the average citizen, us against Russia, you know, that conquer, you know, divide and conquer type of mentality. And people were saying that the police deserved it. It was like almost like a game show going on. It was like a reality show playing out in Southern California. And some people were sad to see it end because it was kind of like a suspenseful game.
What is your take on Obama and all the legislation introduced to actually physically ban guns and make you turn them in places like Missouri and places like, well, California is moving towards that legislation, Washington State? I mean, this is going to cause a confrontation.
Well, yes. I think that if President Obama had his way and could get away with it, they would confiscate all the weapons in the United States of America. That's what I think. I think he's taking a stepwise approach because he knows he can't do that, so he's getting what he can.
Is Obama worse than you thought he'd be?
No. I actually did think this is what Barack Obama's administration would be like when he ran, and it's coming through to fruition, and it's scary. It's scary. And what's worse is I don't know where we go next after Obama. Where is America going to turn 3.5 years from now? That's just a scary thought.
Did you see his State of the Union where he said over and over again, if Congress won't act, I'll just do it? I mean, whoa.
Right. Yeah. Why do we need Congress for? In fact, we could save their salaries, according to Barack Obama. We don't even need them. We could just do a cost-cutting save right there. Hey, if you don't want do what I want you to do, I'll just do it anyway, so you might as well go ahead. But if you don't, I'll just go ahead by fiat. I'll do some executive order. I'll just do it through my legislative power
one day
that I have.
They'll say it's a conspiracy theory that mothers ever breastfed, that water didn't have fluoride in it, and that you don't water your plants with Brondo, and that there was ever even a Congress. And I'm not even joking. They're getting to that point now, where they just bald-faced lie to us on purpose to get us used to it.
Well, no one trusts the government. I mean, look at the statistics right now of people who actually trust the U.S. government, who are U.S. citizens. It's very low.
Well, they're extremists. They're bad people. They should worship the government. When we come back, I want to ask you about Dorner and people that are praising him. I mean, it just it's a lot of people. People I've run into are mad at me that I don't want to go kill people's daughters and things. It's just beyond bizarre. We'll be right back.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-310-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
A man with a foolish grin.
The foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Nobody wants to listen to him. He thinks Bill Clinton's a nice person.
Know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. Your calls are coming up. And I've got to air this while Dr. Gold's on with us. I'll do it in the next segment. New York State resistance. I mean, all the big gun groups, the citizens, they're having rallies every couple days. They're going into the committee rooms saying, look, you're not getting our guns. And the government's bowing up, but then getting scared. I mean, the government is a bunch of crooks that see us as their food. And they've already gotten us an incredible debt that's not our debt, most of it, and they want to clamp down. History follows this exact pattern. We're going to talk about that coming up with Dr. Gold as well. But, you know, I asked you yesterday when we talked to you, well, I told through my producer that, hey, let's just not get him on about the Dorner thing. I want to get into some of the news you've been covering in medical and health stuff, and you sent me a whole stack of stories about the proliferation of school lunches not being allowed, first in Chicago, where the Mafia Don runs things, now proliferating all over the country, where all this is going, the craziness, the drugging of the kids. We're going to get into some of that medical news here in a moment, but briefly in this short segment, what do you think about, really, because I saw it grassroots, it's real, huge support for Dorner. Such hatred of the corrupt establishment that people would cheer on killing cops' family. I mean, that's even beyond what the corrupt police are doing. And it really shows this country's ready to blow, in my view. Your take on that?
Yeah, you have to question anybody who gets any type of enjoyment or supports somebody who kills somebody's daughter as a revenge. Somebody who would do that, I don't know where the mindset is. Here's a nice girl. She's a coach at Cal State Fullerton basketball team. Her father happens to be a police officer, and they murder her. And there's a large segment of the population that says that will show him. And I can't even understand that group of people. And yet there was a group of people, and you could look on Facebook and Twitter. You could even listen on the media calling in, which were kind of rooting for him as the vigilante, like he was somehow representing them by.
Oh yeah, I've never gotten this much heat probably on any issue, and it shocks me because I usually see stuff coming a mile away that I'm some type of bootlicking, cop loving, I mean, a piece of garbage here. I don't like what the police are being turned into. I don't like where this country's going. But the lowest of the low target people's families.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an old rule. Don't mess with people's families. If you got a problem, come to me. You don't go after somebody's family.
Yeah, and a number of radio stations, even the biggest radio station here in Southern California, there was a debate or whether or not it was a racial issue going on here because they were describing Christopher Dorner as a 270-pound African-American person and showing his picture. And there was a large number of people here in Southern California said, you know, this is racial profiling, this is stereotypical.
Yeah, you can't even say the description of someone. So I guess it's kind of political correctness that they pulled over the white guy, little skinny white guy, let him go, then rammed his car and shot him up. Maybe that's good. Maybe to show we're not racist, we should have maybe 10,000 white people a day killed in California.
Well, and what's interesting is he was out there saying, this is me, I'm Christopher Dorner, I have my 20-page manifesto, here's the reason I'm taking these actions in his mind. And yet when you say, this is the person who says he's doing it, this is the person we have on videotape, there are people out here calling radio shows saying that was a racist activity, just reporting who he was, and he admits who he is. So,
meanwhile, crazy. A CNN panel member was talking about how this is great, like Django.
Right. And Django like Unchained.
I mean, this is the system, like you said, is trying to create division at every level. And I just hope people wake up to this and say no to it.
And one of the reasons I think he was so lionized is who did he support? He supported gun control, although he was killing people with guns. I love how when people are shooting people with guns and they're telling you take guns away from you. Second thing is he was supporting Piers Morgan. He was supporting the crazies of the crazies on the media. So we're now supposed to turn our attention away now that he's gone to those people to be our saviors, to Piers Morgan to save us all.
Yeah, Piers Morgan, who said on a show with Bissinger and Huntsman's daughter, they all agreed I should be killed and they want to kill me. And, oh, that's funny, though. Can you imagine if you or I said kill somebody? I mean, we would be arrested within a day.
There's a huge double standard what's going on. When President Bush was in office, there were literally the news were telling us every day how many people were dying in Iraq and in Afghanistan and around the world, and they were demonizing him. Today we don't hear that, yet we're having deaths of American soldiers all over the place because it's Obama's war now, so it's good death.
Not a war, a peace action in Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Mali, and that's peace.
Right.
That's peace, carpet bombing areas of Tripoli and other areas. How dare you? That man deserves more peace prizes. I say every bomb he drops. every drone attack on a family, he should get another peace prize. I say with inflation, a trillion peace prizes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, oh, Pierce, you wear the uniform when you do it. He's like, yeah. Yeah. Can't tell you how many times I've been in a demonstration or covering an event, and my camera's off, and somebody punches me in the arm or grabs my shirt. I turn around, they just look at me, and they go, when we take over, you and your family are dead. I'm like, oh, you're real powerful. Oh, let me guess, you're here with the police. They'll be the fake liberal activist leaders, and the police are there to back them up. Don't even know why they've been told to back them up, but it's under orders, trying to get me to punch them in the nose so they can take me to jail. And then they also set me up and do stuff like kill Michelle Malkin, so I get blamed for it. Behind me going, kill Michelle Malkin! Kill Michelle Malkin! I knew it was a setup, because an hour after I left, before it was even on YouTube or on the news, the Denver Post calls me. That was at the DNC in 08. And they go, well, Mr. Jones, we heard you said kill Michelle Malkin. And I went, that was like, I looked at my watch, I go, that was like an hour ago. an hour ago, this is a setup. I did not say that. There were guys behind me who weren't with me screaming it. Can you prove they weren't with you? And I was like, what? Then like 10 minutes later, Extra already had my number. We'd like to drop by and do an interview with you about what you did. And then they came by. I met them at the apartment we'd rented because the hotels were all full. They show up. The guy laughs at me, leaves. They put on the news. Alex claims he didn't say killer. And I was trying to show the guy the video on our camera. Thank God it got out. The guy that fills in for Rush Limbaugh came out and said I said it. I'm already digressing. I'm having flashbacks of things that have gone on. The point is that they all, I'm not exaggerating. I've probably been told by so-called leftists 20 times that they want to kill me. And it's a standard deal. See, they fantasize about when they've got the guns and everything you produce is theirs. They're authoritarians. There isn't left and right when you really get down to it. There's freedom and there's slavery. The Nazis were called socialist, but the media calls them fascist. Same thing in the final equation. It's just different ways you arrange deck chairs on the Titanic. It makes me sick. I'm so tired of it. I want to go to Dr. Gold. I got your calls. We're loaded. I got a bunch of health news. I got Joseph Farah coming up briefly. We are listener supported here, and for TV viewers, we'll roll some of this video. We carry the Pro One best gravity fed filter stainless steel out there. You're going to find anywhere with a new Pro One system that cuts out the hydrofluorosilicic acid, not just the fluoride. We've got the new Obama Joker Tyrant shirt with the come and take it on the back, bestseller, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all the other books and videos and strategic relocation and why the tyrants want your guns. By the way, the local newspaper published a deal about how my magazine shouldn't be allowed in the streets of Austin. I forgot to get that article and cover that. I'm going to cover that next hour. See, I can't even keep track of this anymore. The point is these people, and they say, and I bet Alex says this just proves that liberals are authoritarians, but we don't want your magazine on the streets of Austin. We need people to not allow his magazine on the streets of Austin. I mean, this is just amazing, and they're trying to get them off the streets. People are stealing them, covering them up, throwing them away. The establishment is, because I put 60-plus thousand on the streets of Austin, 20,000 on the streets of San Antonio. The point is, these people are authoritarian demons, and the Second Amendment is there to protect us from them. So InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. And lastly, I love Pallenberg so much. I'm going to be honest with you. I approached Dr. Corey Gold. He's not here to infomercial today, but it is a sponsor, and it's awesome. This is the best energy drink out there with the bee pollen and all the other trace minerals and vitamins and vitamin A, B1, B3, B6, B12, and just huge dosages. Vitamin D3, a small amount, 75 milligrams of naturally occurring green tea-based caffeine and some other stuff in it. And it only has, you know, a tiny amount of sugar in it to make it sweet. I can't take regular energy drinks. This stuff is amazing. And he said, well, it's funny. You say you like Pallenberg so much and would like to endorse it. We're coming out with one that has extra antioxidants in the New Zealand, current blackberry. I forget. The point is, I like the old-fashioned kind with the berry burst flavor. Pallenberg is powered by bioavailable superoxide. I'm going to have him break it all down with it here in just a moment. The point is that it's awesome, and it's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast. You can also sign up there and get free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping and sign up to be a distributor and get even bigger discounts as well. And I know you can come on about this, but Doc, tell us a little bit about Pallenberg Plus and some of the other products you formulated that are available at InfoWarsHealth.com.
Well, the best, you know, you've been talking a lot on your show about what's happening with the medical systems. I got stacks of things that we'll go over at some other point of newspapers admitting that literally 1,000 people a week die from medical errors, not from being really sick and dying in the hospital, but from errors and different things that are going on in the way our food chain is being degraded. Go to drudgereport.com right now and look at how much they're finding out that horse meat is all over the food chain right now, but supposedly the government's protecting you from horse meat, but it's literally everywhere.
And it's filled with dangerous horse drugs.
It is. And we now know that there's actually pharmaceutical drugs in the water supply of 26 major cities and probably the rest as well. So what we're advocating is do things to protect yourself. Go out there and take things that will, help boost your immune system and give yourself the vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids that you need. And one of the products that you talked about that's available at InfoWarsTeam.com is Polymbers Plus. And Polymbers Plus is a product that we talked about for a long time and came out with in like mind here. And the ingredient you were talking about was called superoxide dismutase. And that's a really very powerful antioxidant. And I know it sounds scary. Superoxide dismutase sounds like something like, from a James Bond movie. But it's really something that your body makes itself. Your body makes three different types of antioxidants to protect yourself. The most important one that your body makes every single day is superoxide dismutase. And this is a product that contains a bioavailable form of it so your body can use it. And that's what's important. So when you have an immune reaction, you need to fight off something, you have those.
Yeah, tell us about the berry, why it's so supercharged. What type of berry is that?
It's New Zealand blackcurrant. And that's a very powerful antioxidant source. As certain fruits and vegetables we know have a lot of antioxidants.
But there is one product better. Fruit Loops is more healthy.
Well, Fruit Loops, because it has the word fruit in it. So, of course, it's got to be good for you because it has the word fruit in it. No, Fruit Loops is stay with
I'm
that.
I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Because somebody's going to listen and go, Dr. Gold says to eat Fruit Loops. No, don't eat Fruit Loops. There's certain foods that have strong antioxidants. Your body needs antioxidants, especially nowadays. I mean, look at what's coming at us. Every time you breathe, every time you drink water, every time you take food, you don't know what's in it. So your body has to be prepared to deal with it. And Polymbers Plus and the Alex Pack as well, which is a complete daily source of nutrition from the omega oils to the calcium magnesium sources to the 90 essential nutrients that people need for life, all can be found at InfoWarsTeam.com. But what we're doing is we're simply trying to go back to say we need to eat things that make sense and we need to get our nutrition, that's vitamins, minerals, essential oils, and you're not getting it in the fast food line. You're not getting it from the can that you're eating. You're not getting it in the things that the schools are giving your children.
But the government says that genetically modified organisms are good for me, and they say aspartame and sodium fluoride is good for me. I mean, they wouldn't lie to me. They never lied to us. They didn't burn down Dorner's cabin.
You know, that's one that I got a bone to pick with. I mean, there are certain things that they tell us that we need to do that are so backwards that it makes your mind blow. And you have to ask yourself, why do they say that? Are they just that naive or are they that diabolical? I like to think naive. You probably go diabolical. But whatever reason is, it's bad. And we're not getting the things we need from our diet. Every person intuitively knows that. They know that when they go through the drive-through, they know that when they see the food that looks funny in the store, like why does it have that great color to that fruit? It's been sitting there 6 weeks and it still looks brand new and delicious. Why does that thing have a 3-year shelf life when it's something that in real life would go bad in 3 weeks? All those things are bad for you, and we know it. We know it. They're cheap foods, and we know it.
Well, that's like supersize me. All the other hamburger brands under glass rotted. It didn't ever rot. It's eternal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at a Twinkie and it says, and this will put it in your kit in case there's a earthquake because it'll last forever. Nothing, food is degrades over time. And if you cut a good apple up and you stick it outside, you come back an hour later, it's gray. And there's a reason. It's degrading right from that very moment.
It's oxidizing. It's alive.
Exactly. And you want living food, and you don't want food that's synthetic, and you want to avoid GMOs. I don't want food that's been hybrid with an insect.
You know what? I think you're being an extremist. I saw where they're coming out with insect viruses engineered into the food to forcibly give us vaccines, and that these things are already in the food chain. I think that's great to have Bill Gates forcing viruses into me through my food. And I just, sure his dad ran Planned Parenthood, sure he's a eugenicist, I think he's a loving person. And would you like to take time out to apologize to the establishment? And come on, you want genetically modified insect viruses in your food. Dr. Gold, just admit it. It's normal.
I can't even do that because somebody will cut this up and say that I said that. But I'm so opposed to that. My God, they're saying it's natural to take a beagle and to put it onto a ear of corn, and somehow that's nature's way of making things. That's not nature's way.
No, you're an extremist. Stop right now.
Yeah, I am extremist. They're probably waiting outside my door right now. But, they're openly having conversations right now. It might be in the best interest of the public we added lithium to the water. Because where there's lithium in the water in higher concentrations, people are happier. And people shouldn't have sad emotions. And people shouldn't react negatively to bad events happening to them. And if we just gave everybody lithium in the water supply, people wouldn't care when you confiscated their guns or when they didn't have food or when they're, you know, when things weren't going right for them. And don't people need to be happy? Isn't that the ultimate role of government, to make sure that everybody is happy? So wouldn't lithium be good in your water?
Sounds like freedom to me.
They're having these discussions in these councils. The same councils that said that abortion was loving are now talking about putting lithium in your water to keep you happy.
Well, also, since we last talked, now it's starting in Denver and other cities, not just Chicago, where parents can't pack their kids' lunches. I think that's totally reasonable. These parents are there to provide a child to the state, to be raised, to be part of the greater system. And you sent an email you'd like to talk about that? I mean, that is extreme. You think parents should be able to pack lunches? Whoa.
Yeah, I got this crazy notion that I'm the parent and the school is there to, you know, teach my children, but I'm the parent.
Very extreme.
And I know, I'm crazy. Because nowadays, there's two reasons why the schools, in my opinion, are confiscating school lunches. One is power. Is that we can, your parents are not your power, your parents. We can control
what
you eat.
Money.
You got it. That's number two. If we can make all the kids eat school lunches, we just get more money from the government that we can dole out to our friends, and we can decide where this money goes.
More kickbacks on the horse meat.
You got it. So if we decide that all people have to eat government lunches, that means bigger government programs, bigger tax, you know, increases, so that we can feed the children the foods we want them to be fed. And we'll show you who's in charge of your children.
Yeah, the new report is North Carolina school officials. Those are not servants. They're officials, and we're civilians here in the military occupation. Let's go to some other news here. What's some of the other medical and health news you've got for us? There's a big stack of it here.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones, and it makes me crazy that no one grabs upon this. There was a, and your group has it there, it's a USA Today article that says between 50,000 and 100,000 people die every single year in the United States from medical accidents. Okay, these are not people that were sick and died. These were people who died from medical accidents. That's roughly 1,000 a week on the low side. Could you imagine if 3 people died from taking a vitamin? If 3 people died from taking a vitamin, the government would shut down every vitamin store in America because 3 people had died from a vitamin.
What about the death panels now where they're confirming, well, you know what, you're 65, you don't get that eye surgery now. Even if you have the insurance, they're going to say, we don't authorize it. And now the payroll tax is going up. The nightmare of the total government takeover, your medical records to the IRS. I mean, it is all beyond bizarro. What we're putting up with. And these idiot Obama supporters really thought they were going to get something free.
Well, I think some people would justify in their head, well, if we kill these old people, there'll be more money for us. Therefore, we can get a second Obama phone or maybe an Obama iPad or something like that that we can have now if we get rid of all of these people. I bet you there's a certain group of the population that would say if we increased abortions and got rid of everybody over age 70, if they were told they would get an extra $5,000 a year benefit, they'd say that was a great idea.
Oh, no. They've got a big bioethicist group coming out, as you know, saying kill babies up to age 3 if you want. And then Now they've got globalists out saying expert, combat terrorism with highly drastic population control. Just get rid of people, and then you won't have any problems. I mean, this is wild authoritarians, but as long as they call themselves liberal, we just fall down and do whatever they say.
And the last time we heard this logic train going down the track, it was Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler was talking about, well, you know, these people are mentally incapable. We'll just kill them. And these people are a drain on society. We'll kill them.
It started with bioethics death panels that first started in 1934 Germany. For those that don't know, there's many documentaries and books on record. And they take your kid. They made bad grades by like 38. It got so bad. First it was the mentally retarded. Then it was the deformed. Then it was, you know, you had a cleft foot. And then it was, oh, we're taking Junior for testing. And it would be like, oh, your son died of a heart attack. They'd give him these death receipts.
And they justified it, saying at the end of the day, we're just going to have smart, able, intelligent, physically fit people. We're going to remove from the gene pool everything that we don't like. And eventually that became everything but a very small subset. And, you know, here we are today saying, you know, the government's taking more and more control, but it's for your own good. And I can't think of a single program in the United States that was ever taken over by the government that's better than it was when it was private, and the government did it for more effectively and more cost-effectively and more efficiently. Nothing. So I can't see why people would want to turn more power over to the government.
By the way, here's the Austin Chronicle that I've talked to people on the inside do not like the fact we're putting 60-plus thousand free 60-page color glossy magazines on the street to wake up the socialists and globalists around here. And I've talked to people who say that their liberal parents and stuff who aren't liberals are getting very, very upset about this and are upset that it's so well done. They actually published a letter to the editor saying, I've noticed the stacks of free copies of the Alex Jones fear-mongering rag. InfoWars have popped up everywhere around town, from Dragon's Lair to Pluckers. Anyhow, but not surprising, as Austin is his home turf. What is surprising is how many storefronts are so readily willing to distribute extremist literature on their premises. Let's face it, that's all InfoWars is. And it sure isn't helping bring the bitter political divide they want to make us all submit. Bridge the bitter political divide we've all had to deal with. See, we need to submit and there'll be peace. I encourage anyone with a similar mind or just a working one to offer polite feedback to establishments handing out this derisive crap. Of course, free speech goes both ways. And if InfoWars is your bag, well, let me know and grab your free copies before Obama overturns the First Amendment. Jay Davis. So he's saying get rid of our free speech, shut us down, burn our books. But it doesn't exist. We're conspiracy theorists, Dr. Gold.
You are.
No, I mean, we are so bad. I mean, you know, we think they want to take our speech, but they do, but we're still crazy because we say they do. Because
freedom of speech as long as it's all in agreement.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Joseph Fair is only joining us for about 35 minutes. I need to get to the Obama State of the Union as well. Your calls, there's just too much to cover here. But the news is just getting so crazy. The system is trying to create racial division. The CBS4 reporting, parents complain about school ad excluding whites from tutoring program, saying it's for black students only. And, see, that's the political correctness, but it's not that they actually want to give black people something extra. They want the state to fully absorb blacks because that's the group they've been targeting with eugenics from day one. It's not like, oh, we want to give you some free goodies. No, we want your kids all the time. I say that's a great idea to be excluded. They want the kids in school year-round, and they want them till like 8 at night. That's the globalist model where the parents have... but this is so perfect. Now, hey, that's racist. We want our kids at your school nonstop. Dr. Gold, your take on that, and then we're going to take some phone calls.
You know, it's interesting. They've created this division where groups believe that they need extra help, and yet, on the other hand, they don't want to be called less than. The reality is that every group and every people, if they work hard, will do well. There's brilliant white people, brilliant black people, brilliant Asian people, and we just got to let those people do their thing. But we create this horrible culture for that group that they feel that they need this, and they don't. And, I thought it was interesting how Bill Cosby was demonized for saying, hey, listen, to my own group of people, you know, husbands, stay with your wives, be fathers, and kids go to school and put value on education. And that was considered to be, he was a turncoat on his own group for saying, you know, we should have husbands and wives staying together. Parents should be parents and kids should get education. And he was demonized by the mainstream for that, which makes me crazy.
Punching up Infowars.com for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Missouri Democrats call for gun confiscation. The legislation has been introduced, the denial is over, and I count six other states with similar legislation. But then they say, we're not coming for your guns, you've just got to physically turn them in. Dr. Corey Gold joining us, advisor at InfoWarsHealth.com, syndicated radio host. What do you think is going to happen if they keep pushing this gun confiscation? I mean, it's clear. I think they want to start a civil war in this country. They're already billing Obama as the next Lincoln.
Yeah, and there's talk now even on talk radio about, you know, should Obama, you know, he has such a big job to do, should there be a third term for Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and if you don't want that, you're racist, too.
And maybe we'll get around it by electing his wife, but let him really be in charge of everything, because that would be still legal. So it's interesting to see where we're headed. You know, now Hillary Clinton's looking like she wants to make a comeback. So it's the same three or four families seeming to rule everything.
Don't forget Janet Napolitano.
Oh, yeah, Janet Napolitano. So you have Bush 1 and Bush 2, then you have Clinton 1 and you have Clinton 2. Now we might have Obama 1 and Obama 2, and yet, you know, people don't seem to see that.
Oh, we know Obama's definitely taking a number 2 on us. Yeah, you're right. This is his second administration. I'm sorry. But I mean, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that because he is just a puppet, but the way they can use him to create all this division, it is incredible to watch this unfold.
And then he puts up Brennan, you know, for nomination right now, who was totally in favor of all of these drones. And we know that we've had drones kill Americans on command, not by accident, but on command. See, the president of the United States ordering the, you know, our military to fire on Americans.
Well, hey, that's what freedom's all about. We're going to come back, try to jam in some calls here for Julio. Who else has been holding the longest? Steve, Nick, Jason. And we'll also talk to Rob and others. Jason wants to talk about a drug commercial he heard. Hey, I love the side effects for these prescription drugs. There aren't any side effects for the vitamins and minerals, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.